The following program does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show, Barrington Awaken, with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for being there. You're listening to Barrington as I try to get myself organized here. Thank you. It's a beautiful day out there, very hot for us. And of course, we're having a very warm summer this year. You're listening to Barrington, Barrington Awaken. What we do here is we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. For you to understand how big you are, how important you are, and all the things that you're able to do. We go through life, we're instructed by society, we're instructed by our parents, or whatever strong influence might be around us. What we don't do is pay enough attention to ourselves to know that we are a lot more than we're being told that we are. You need to understand that you're a God, and the God that exists, the only God that exists, is you. You're part of this great wave. You're not an individual. You're not disconnected from anyone. You have your own purpose, and that's what you've come here for. But you need to understand that you are the God. I get a lot of trouble from people, a lot of pushback, because I say that many think there is a God out there that is governing your everything. Many believe that they have this force that's leading them. And there is going to be a savior, somebody to come and rescue you. I do understand that we all feel we need something to explain a lot of the things that we don't understand. A lot of us needs to have a hero. A lot of us needs to have somebody who's bigger, better than us, so we have something to look up to. Well, all of what I've just said is you. You are the hero. You are the bigger and the better. Just raise your level to raise your consciousness to a higher level. And you will see and understand what I'm talking about. You are God. Everything that exists for you is internal within you. Need not look out for an answer, for solving the problem. I'm not sure what the term thinking outside the box means, but if you are it, you've got it all. When you showed up here at birth, you showed up with all the things that are necessary to get you through the life that you're going to live. Wake up. Wake up and understand there's more to you. The universe is within you. We're all, every single one of us, are connected to each other. Everyone. If you can imagine, all the land of the earth is connected. Some point, we are all connected to each other. We're all brothers or sisters or siblings of one another. You need to understand that. So knowing that, you understand that you cannot be lesser than another, nor can you be greater. We've come from the same place by the same method. When you study and you learn and you practice spirituality, which is what you do, you're strengthening that muscle that's going to give you the wisdom of all that there is, everything that exists. A lot of us don't spend a lot of time doing that because we're busy. And we all lie to ourselves that after we run this race that we're running from birth until we can't run anymore, we're going to be satisfied. We're going to get on top of that hill and do the happy dance. Or maybe you're thinking that you don't need to be successful or important or live. You might believe that you have to die before you start to live. I hear crazy things like, after this life, you're going to be going to this wonderful place where the streets are paved with gold and all the other things that's going to make it amazing. Well, if it does exist, you would have been there already. And you choose to come here, which is what we do. We choose to come here. And it's like a tour of duty. We've come because we wanted to have this human experience. As a spiritual being, your birth into a body. And the God that you are sits in the body, just above the real heart, the physical heart, and that's where you live. And you govern that body for however long you'd plan to be here. And then you go home, much like the vacations that you've taken. You have a set time, or some people, and then you go back home. But every single one of us has a set time to go back to this spiritual existence. We're here on a visit, like a vacation, for experience, or we've brought a purpose. In order to understand all that, or to reach the place that's going to allow you to know yourself, you will understand that what we take very seriously as a human being, it is all just a borrow situation. We've borrowed the body from the earth and we're going to give it back, and we're going to go back to our spiritual life where we've lived. And I don't know how long. And you do come here a lot, some people. You come here and you do what you're supposed to do if you remember to do it, and then you go back to the spiritual world. While you're here, we've adopted a lot of what's going on. We have anger and mood and fear and envy and all these things that we developed here. When you go back, you have to leave them here. You cannot bring them home because they are part of this cycle of life. You cannot go back an angry person. And I've said, when you go back, you will reunite with everyone that you've met here, yes, including the ones that you may not like, or an ex, or a neighbor, or somebody who's giving you grief. Yeah, they're there too, but the attitude towards them will be different. And at that moment, you will truly understand you were playing a role. You're acting out a scene. You've come for this purpose. And when you go back, it will not matter. The religion that you may follow, or the beliefs that you may have, well, they were developed here before you showed up. And based on which household you were in, society, culture, that's the teachings you would have been given. And a lot of people are taking it taking it very, very serious. And you're not supposed to, because you're just passing through. A lot of us are not tolerant to other people, loving other people, or wanting to share with other people. A lot are just trying to take advantage or just take from other people. You are passing through. You have a purpose. You have a job to do, maybe a message to deliver. Bring it forth. Because if you have this within you and you want to hold on to it and not share it, well, that's because you've learned to become selfish. What we have is for everyone to benefit from. We didn't come here with hate, envy, and all those other things, the desire to kill somebody or take from somebody or to think you're better than somebody. We just came here to enjoy the experience of being human beings. In doing that, we forgot our mission, or we were led away from our mission, or we're told the mission's not good. Your purpose is personal to you. There's not another being here who knows your purpose. If someone is pretending and telling you they know your purpose, they are not telling you the truth. If someone, something, some group is convincing you this is how you should live, they're not telling you the truth. No one knows your purpose. No organization, no leader can tell you how you should live. Well, you're part of this society, so you have to follow the rules. You're part of this group, you have to do what it takes to be tolerant and get along with everybody. That's a given. But as far as telling you to not live a life now, wait till you die, and then you could live a life, they are not telling you the truth. And by the way, if they knew the truth themselves, they wouldn't intervene in trying to convince you to jump on their team. They are misleading you and guiding you down a path that will benefit them. You are a spiritual being. You are a God, the God. There is only one God. Regardless of who you're following, what you're following, what you believe, you're still just going back to the one source that makes us who we are. All the water in the world may not be connected to each other, but they are if you really think about it, because they transform from liquid to solid to gas. So it's just one, right? Just one really big pool. Wake up. Know yourself. Learn to know yourself. Don't allow others to tell you how you should live. I'm not saying to be hurtful to anyone. I'm not saying to be mean or any of those things, because I did say we need to learn how to live together. You are one with everyone else. There is only one family, regardless of what you look like. There is only one family. And I would really, really be so excited if you could understand that concept. I'm not saying you're unable. I'm saying that a lot of us are looking past it. But if you could understand the concept of understanding that everybody is your family, life will be different. We say, wake up. Most of what you see or you dislike in another person was probably told to you, or little bits of pieces of you from what you've developed here that you're seeing in other people that upsets you. Wake up, understand who you are, study the spirituality, learn to be your best self. It is your birthright. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in this day. I appreciate you being there. Today, we're going to talk about what happened to us collectively as one individual, but all the people that's a part of this grid, a part of the great wave. Where did we slip off or where did we go wrong? If you know which God you're serving, if you want to know which God you're serving, it is more than likely the thoughts that you have most, what you're thinking about, was what you're serving. If is it money, is it property, wealth, other people, it is the God that you serve, because that's what you're thinking about. Learn how to be you. Learn how to be your best self. Follow your own rhythm. You don't know what that is? Go into spirituality. Study your meditation. Learn to focus on yourself. Look within. Allow all that is out there to aid us, to guide us to our true self, to come in and step in and help. The truth, and the only truth, is that you are God, the only God that exists. Serve him well, her well. Make the time for you to understand who you are. There is no other God but you. And boy, do I get a lot of flack for saying that. Seek to understand your true self. Welcome to the show. I want to thank all the new listeners, longtime listeners, everybody from all around the world who's listening to this program today. Welcome home and thank you. Home is where you're being introduced to your true self. You're being raised to a higher level of consciousness, and you've been brought into a conscious living so you can understand yourself. Yourself, the true you, will not have fear of anything, including dying. Fear of life. Fear of anything. And most things that we're afraid of really generally doesn't happen to us. We just decide to be afraid of it. And it might be something you've heard, you develop fear. It might be something you've seen on television. You've done television, I like to say. You develop fear. But you are to live without fear. Like the sun will rise and set, and the cycle continues. Your lifetime will do the same, and the cycle continues. We're not here to take advantage of others. We're just here for the experience of being here. Open your eyes, wake up. Take a step towards the thing that's going to change your life or reintroduce the life that you know. You know, you have just forgotten about it. You made a conscious decision to be here. As we develop and we grow here, we take on a lot of the bad attitude or ideas that themselves came from here. When you go back, I'm not going to say you're going to be holding hands and singing Kumbaya, but you're going to be with your family. All the people that you've encountered in this walk of life, you will be able to see them from the spiritual world, as well as if they're there in the spiritual world, as well as if they're here in the physical body. You will be able to answer all the questions that will reveal themselves to you, and you will truly know why you made that decision, made that turn, didn't go to that party, or why, you know what I mean? All the things that may have altered your life or has major impact on your life, they will make sense, and you will go back and reunite with all the people that you've traveled with all your life. Lives. If you were to take, and I've said this many times, I'm going to say it again, a bucket of tennis balls, for example, and you go to the head of the river and you pour them all in the river, and you get into your vehicle and you are somehow get to the foot of the river, those balls will all show up together. They're on the same wave, they're on the same current, they're on the same movement. This happens same as people. The ones that are in your life today could have been in for many different lives. We had something called the past lives regression. Oh, I'm struggling with that. And it'll show you, if you're interested in finding out, what you've been through. And I have done it. And I have met people in this life that's been with me in other lives. For one was my assistant that was here for 25 years and just showed up at my door one day, said she's looking for work. Another showed up again, that we were in a life together. Hard to believe, probably hard to imagine, but if you want to prove this for yourself, you too can go through that experience. The lady that I was married to in this life was a mother in the other life and a sister in the other life. And this is how we can prove that there's a lot more to you than you know. It's hard to imagine, but get into spirituality and learn to meditate, and the answers will come to you, or you will be led to the answers. The God that you're serving is the thing that you're thinking about the most. Well, think about something, and I'm not going to tell you what to do, but think about something that could be prosperous for everybody and not to be just for you. And you'll see the difference. I've had people on here ask me to prove what I'm saying is the truth. And I said, sure. Go practice meditation. Learn to live a life with peace and tranquility in it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If you're doing it and it's wrong, stop doing it. Get into your spiritual world, get into your spiritual life, and learn to live the person, the life you're supposed to be. We say, wake up. Wake up and live. You are the God. You need to know that and act accordingly. We've had calls and people say, well, how come I can't do amazing things? I would say, how come you don't know you could do amazing things like the gods that people talk about? One is real, one is fantasy, one is you, the other one's made up. Did God make man? Do you believe God made man? Well, it's the opposite for me. Man created God because it serves them best. But you are the God that exists. Wake up. Wake up and understand that. Serving yourself is what you should be doing. And I don't mean that in an egotistic way. I mean that in the sense that if you are willing to help others, others will easily help you. If you are taken from others, well, you know, what goes around comes around. Like the boomerang. If you throw it out there to hit somebody, please be ready to duck. And I mean that for the bad things that you wish on other people. Or if you are going to dig a pit for somebody, plan on doing two. You will fall into one of them. If you're wishing bad things on other people. Remember, when you make an order for that to happen to another person or people or place or something, you are ordering something and the delivery person only knows your address. So be very mindful of what you wish on other people, because it will happen to you. You're thinking about it, it's going to happen. If you're thinking you're sick, you will be sick. So equally, if you want to be healthy, you have to think and act and know that you're healthy. And it will happen. The body does have the ability to repair itself. It's amazing that way. You just have to provide the tools that are required for the repair to happen. For example, let's say you have stomach pain. Well, you might have to physically go out and get something that's going to fix that. Or is it overweight? Or is it anxiety? Whatever it is, you may have to physically get a drink, a juice, a tree, a plant, something that could repair it and deliver it to the body the way you do, and eventually it'll do its job. If you're not going to bring the remedy to the body, it won't make it. Wake up. Wake up and understand. Spend some time with you. Spend some time meditating and allowing yourself to connect to everything that exists. This is what we're talking about. Raising you to a higher level of consciousness. Okay, so we're going to take a minute there to check our emails.
All right, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, and you can write to us right now in studio101@gmail.com. That's in studio101@gmail.com. You can also write to us at any time during the week, and that email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. awaken1308@gmail.com. Let's get into it. Okay, Brett writes in, if there is no heaven, and I'm not sure that there is, where do we go when we die? If we go to the ground, are we just eaten by worms or eaten by animals and that's it? We're just dirt, sand, or grit? That's from Brett. Olivia wants to know, how do we know our purpose? When we're born and we're raised, we have a lot of interests, we do a lot of things in our lives, and we meet a lot of people. But when does it finally hit what we know our purpose is to be here on Earth? Does it hit us like a lightning bolt? That's Olivia. Anna writes in, so no one will save us. Okay, I understand that. No one will save us. But what are they saving us from anyway? That's from Anna. Connie says, so if no one is to tell you how to live, how do we discipline our children when they are growing up if we don't say anything to them? We need to give them guidance as to how to live. I believe in that. That's from Connie. Greg wants to know, if we come here at the beginning with nothing, but we have everything for life, how do we obtain it? I'm not sure I understand that. We do need food, we need water, we need shelter. Sometimes we even need love. But if we come here with nothing, how do we obtain all those things? That's from Greg. And last one here, it looks like Jonathan. He is a brand new listener from Toronto. He says, three of my friends at work listen to your show a lot of times. They told me about it. I'm sitting here on my deck in Toronto with a nice cold beer, listening to your show. Hats off. That's from Jonathan. And that's it. Back to you, Barrington.
All right, Jonathan, thank you from Toronto. Thank you for joining in, and those who have told you about the show, I hope it'll do something for you. I hope you'll get a true understanding of spirituality and take it and go forward. Enjoy the beer. I am actually jealous, but I'm here, and maybe you'll have one for me. I'll have one, you know, while you're thinking of me or something. Anyway, I appreciate you taking time to listen to the show. I appreciate you being there. Thank you very much, and I hope you stick around and learn something a lot about spirituality if this is your first go at it. Thank you, John, our new listener. Okay, how do we obtain things? This is what Greg is saying, that we've come here with nothing. And this is, how do we obtain things as we're here? You're confused on to how things, how do we get them? Well, you didn't come with nothing. So let's start there. You've come with a wealth of knowledge of all that there is. From that, we've created things. We've had thoughts. We've had an ideas of doing things. And we get together and figure out how to make a wheel or a bow or fire or whatever, harness fire. But we did not come here with nothing. Everything that exists here has traveled from the spiritual world into the physical world, and we have these idea. If you had an idea of a chair while you're over there, good luck in building it. There's no nails or hammer or hands or anything physical, tangible for you to touch. I'm just trying to be funny. But you do come here with all the knowledge and the wisdom, and it stays with you until you go back home. Because we are led, or because we're being raised by others and being told what is right, what is wrong, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, we tend to believe it, and we sort of don't act on understanding or moving our knowledge, wisdom that we have. All that there is within you. The entire universe is within you. So you didn't come here with nothing. You didn't come with a chair, and fair enough, you can't leave with it. You didn't come with Brinks or the bank or the monies. And yeah, unfortunately, fortunately, you have to leave it here. When you play the game of Monopoly, I don't know if you know that game or anyone knows the game, Monopoly, very popular. And I played it at home with the kids. I think we did it once because I didn't like, anyway. In the middle of the game, you're in it, you're buying up the boardwalk, you're buying the train station, you're paying to come out of jail, you're doing all these things, and you're feeling fantastic because you're accomplishing all these things. At the end of the game, you pack it up, you put it in a box, and you put it back in the storage, wherever you keep it. And that's when you get here in life, and you play the game. And you could buy the railroad, and you could swim the ocean, and you could build the skyscrapers, the CN Tower, all these things. You could do all that. But at the end of the game, man, you're going to go home with nothing. Wisdom and experience, probably. But you can't bring the CN Tower home with you. That's our large tower downtown Toronto, if you're not familiar. So you do all these things. Our purpose here, and you'd said we've come with nothing, and how do we obtain? Well, you build, the knowledge is with you. It's with you all the time. It's traveled from the spiritual side into the physical, and then it goes back like energy. You can never destroy it. But we've come here and we plop ourselves down, not necessarily fault of our own, but we get into this groove of doing what, you know, some of us, unfortunately, are doing what the Joneses are doing. But you got to live a life, and you've come to Roman experience. And this is what you're doing. You have to come and live the life. Now, Connie was saying how we need to discipline our children. How do we discipline our children? And how, you know, they need structure, and they need, you have to instruct them. I'll tell you, the best way to instruct the children is just to be you. They don't listen to you anyway. I know this for sure. I got three. But they watch every single thing you do. They are learning by observation. That's the bulk of their learning. The other stuff is us preparing them to get a good job, to have a good career, to meet the right partner, girl, guy, and whatever. But you have to talk. But your children will learn by your action. So if you're pretending to be the priest at home and doing all this fancy thing, and then 9 o'clock in the morning you go out and go rob and steal and do all these things and come back in, oh, they know that. Not now, but eventually they'll know that. Because the attitude of doing what you do when you go outside those doors and come back in is you all the time, with you all the time. You're connected spiritually all the time. It's like you're speaking from the sixth chakra. And they get that information from you, whether you want them to or not. There's a thing that I do, and I look at blueprints, used to a lot, and I'm sitting there, and I usually put my hand on my forehead, and if something doesn't make sense, I shake my head from side to side. And it's something that I do. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I was sitting at my desk one day, and my son, who was about a year and a half old, was sitting on my desk playing, and I'm working and he's playing, and I see him lean forward and put his hand on his forehead, and he shook his head back to back, and I thought, oh my God, how is this even possible? But they are seeing everything you do, and they hear you, but you're speaking a language that they are learning. We didn't come from over there speaking French or English or anything. We didn't talk, maybe because we didn't have lips. But they learn from your action. So that's how you discipline your children. Be your best self. And this is for you. Your savior is you. Your savior is you. And that's a very good question you ask. Save us from what? Because that's the question I ask everybody out there who thinks they need to be saved. And I would say, saved from what? So that's a brilliant question. There's nothing for us to be saved from. You know, we're not in fear of a lion attacking us in our 12-story apartment downtown Toronto. So that's something I can't worry about or think about. Don't have fear, and you don't need to be saved from anything. Okay, you have the ability within you, and like I said, your question is brilliant. Save us from what? Well, some group of people out there will tell you that if you don't follow these rules, then you're going to end up in hell, and you need to be saved from that because you have to be good and be humble and give me your money. I mean, you know, be good and be humble, and the third thing I just said. But you don't need to be saved from anything. There's not another being on this planet who has more insight than you about your life. It's not possible. You're absolutely right. We don't need to be saved or rescued from anything, and there isn't anyone coming to rescue us. And it's brilliant that you realize, if you know there isn't anyone coming to rescue you, you'll have an amazing life, because you'll just go out and live as you'd plan to do when you've come here. Olivia, you were asking how to find your purpose and when. The when part is quite difficult. You know, if you've come to be a good supporting friend to your grandpa, then it'll happen in early years. But what if your purpose was to become the grandpa? You could see how that would take a bit of time. So nobody, including anyone and me, can tell you how to find your purpose. But if you want to find your purpose, and your purpose only, which is what your question says, is you need to know who you are. Know thyself. How do you know who you are? Well, you look internally and ask. It's easy to eliminate all the things that you know you're not. Okay, so you empty the barrel. When you go down the list and go, no, I'm not that, I'm not that, I'm not that. Okay, I'm not that. Okay, so now you've cut, I don't know, 50 items down to maybe 25. Learn who you are. Know thyself. And the minute you know who you are and you know thyself, you know your purpose. Meditation takes you there. Be peaceful, takes you there. Relax takes you there. Healthy bodies definitely takes you there. And eat right, sleep right. Give the body what it wants, so in turn you could collect the information you need. You can find your purpose, but first you must know thyself. Know thyself. Brett, you're asking if there is no heaven, where do we go? Well, that's a good question. You know, there's no physical place called heaven. It's not out there. They used to say that it was on top of Mount Olympus, remember? And we couldn't go up there because the air was so thin and the gods, Zeus, Poseidon, and all those people lived up there and yada, yada. But that's what they used to say. And then they used to say that the earth was the nucleus of the universe. And then they had to change that by, you know, they change the Bible, change the information, change all the things that they've given you because they realize, you know, the sun is a lot more important than we are. And without that, we wouldn't be here. We work together as a team. I would like to call the sun God because it gives us all we need to survive here. We don't go anywhere. The energy is here. Everything is here. You're just going through back and forth and, you know, you don't go anywhere. When you die, the body doesn't, you return the body to the earth and the spiritual part of you move on. Ask anybody in the hospital if they've ever seen somebody leave their body, and they'll tell you the scale does change when the body, when the spiritual self is left, has left the body. But the body goes back into the earth. It's not you anymore. It's like your jacket. And yeah, you've been a friend or favor or loving this for 50, 80 years. And no, but it's not you anymore. And by then, you know for sure it's not you anymore. It's just the suit you're wearing, the car you were driving, the clothes you had on. It goes back to the earth. And don't be worried about the worms going through it. It's not you. You're not there. You've moved on. I don't know if you spend a single day ever saying, oh, I wonder what happened to that beautiful jacket I had 30 years ago or that car that I drove 6 years ago. You probably do because you enjoyed it, but you're not going to lose any sleep over not having it today. We don't go anywhere. You just shift from physical to non-physical. The body, the spiritual self leaves the body and then the body goes back to the earth. And then you go back and hang out with your homies, your friends, your group of people. And if you choose to come back, which some people do, and I tend to think that if you didn't fulfill the task of being here in this life, you're coming back to do it again and do it again and do it again until you get it right. Or you get on a team. And a lot of the people that's around you today, even your enemies, they're part of that group of tennis balls I talked about. And they will be in your lives. You just travel together. But when you get back home, which is the spiritual side, you'll truly understand that we're all connected to the same source. We're all connected. Like every finger on this body is connected to my head or my toes or other parts. It's all one. You're not going anywhere once you've passed on. You're simply just going from physical to non-physical. If you can imagine what happens when the water evaporates, you can't see it and it's not there, but it finds its way back home. If you go out in the middle of the desert somewhere and spit, that saliva, the liquid portion of it, will find its way back to an ocean somewhere, water somewhere, and eventually gets delivered back home. We don't physically go anywhere. We're always here. And no, worms are not going to be running through your body because it's not yours. You borrowed it. You went into the hotel room, you purchased the hotel for the night, you enjoyed it, you used it, you pack up in the morning and you leave. And I don't know if you're wondering if anybody else is going to be sleeping in the bed that you borrowed or rented. You just move on. And it's not that important that you give it thought as to who's in there tonight and who's in there tomorrow night. And, you know, are they clean? Are they dirty? Are they whatever? Yeah, you just move on. Let it go. The body's gone. And then you go back into your spiritual life and you resume life. Okay, well, thank you guys for all of that. I just wanted to say a couple of things. We're talking about what happened. I'm from a family of four, right? I'm the youngest boy of four boys. There's three more siblings, is what I'm trying to say. And we all grew up, we're close to each other, we live close, we get along. I like to think we're all friends and we go out and party when we're younger and our families are now together. We got married, have children, and they're close and we're holding it real close. And, you know, between the eldest brother and myself is only 5 years between. So yeah, my mother had four of us in 5 years. Wow. Anyway, it was okay back then. So we did everything that was right. We got to a point where we own our business, we're all business owners, and we're living life according to what the rules were laid out by society. We followed the rules and we did it all. And we bought the houses and the family and the travel and have a good life. And we're still relatively healthy and we're fun and we enjoy it. You're wondering why I'm telling you all of that. But having a conversation the other day, the last holiday, I realized that we had fallen into a trap. We were raised up, right, I think, and we went to school from, say, age four, I guess, five, till you get whatever it is that you're planning to do in life. And then from there, you choose a partner, and then you get a house or place to live, and you have a career now because you finished school, and now you're in this machine, you're part of this machine. One brother said to me, he realized that his daughter was on her way to school, which was 4 years old with a backpack on her back. And he said, oh my God, I just created the new generation of continuum, keeping this ball rolling. So we can't just back out. We can't just put everything down. We have dependents. We have people who are part of us that is expecting us to build them up. But we did that. We're doing that. And they will continue the next generation and the next generation. They will pass the information on, so on and so on and forever. Part of the trap is realizing that I would have said to myself in my maybe 20s, mid-20s, I'm going to work and I'm going to do all these things. And when I get to a golden age, I'm going to retire and enjoy life. How is that even possible? When you're approaching that golden age where you're hoping to plan and retire, you're tired. You're broken. You're probably sick if you make it. So we've become a tool for this machine. We've become a tool for this machine, and you're up every morning. Some people, for me, 7 days a week, but for some people, you're doing 5 or 6 days a week. You're doing that every day for years, and you get a 2 week, 3 week break in the midst of it all, and you go back. And I'm not saying to go out there and, you know, to walk away from what you're doing. You have to continue doing it. I'm saying we're in a trap. Do you realize that? What we found out is the education that we took to get the jobs or careers or businesses that we wanted to own started very young and prepped us to come to this level. So all we're doing from birth until death is you're working, you're preparing yourself from age kindergarten till age end of university for some, for most. And you're prepping yourself now to become a tool for the machine. That's not our purpose. That is not to be our purpose. How is it possible? I know for sure, I'm an electrician by trade. I have a master electrician thing. And I know for sure I don't need to do that over there. You know, you're not going to get much tools over there when I say the other side. But on this side, we're working for a machine. Whatever it is that you're doing, you're working for a machine. I'm not trying to bum you out by putting this in front of you, but a lot of people don't seem to realize that from age 3 or 4, wherever you start kindergarten, you're being trained to perform a duty until the day you're done. 100 years from now, somebody else will be living in my house. Nobody will remember who I am. 120 years living in my house. Nobody will remember who I am. My great grandkids will probably just hear my name and wondering who's this old guy in the picture. And that's it. So we're constantly feeding this machine. And we don't leave anything here as legacy. You have a big, gigantic superstar like Michael Jackson. if you know who he is. But in time, nobody will know who he is. Within time, not recent time, but within time, we're the same. And we're working in a unit that is a trap. Just thought I'd say that out there, throw that out there for you to get an understanding of it. Do we have any last emails there before we?
Yeah, we do. We do have a couple. Frank says, if you can someday, maybe do a show on chakra. I don't know what that is. I did my research online and I get a lot of different perspectives on what that actually is. So maybe Barrington can explain that. That's from Frank. Lance wrote in and it says, it sounds like when you were growing up, maybe your family told you the way to think and what to believe in and this and that. And maybe you have some good animosity towards it where you wanted to think for yourself. But it always sounds like you say they wanted you to do something a certain way and you wanted to find yourself. Is that true? That's from Lance. And last one, Dan says, when we give our body back, do we give it back to something or someone who makes another person, or is it actually come back to us? That's from Dan, and back to you.
Yeah, Dan, no, you're not, which is a good thing. You're not going to recycle and get the same body. Sorry to hear. For one, you might have been 6'2", and then you're coming in at six inches, whatever, you know how it is as a baby. No, your body goes back to the earth. It goes back to the earth. The earth is continually generating everything. It grows the apples and the flour and the pies that you've made, the apple pie, you know, and that will make your body grow. That's how you're getting it. Everything that you're a part of, you're growing the body. You're taking it from your mom and make a mini you. And then you feed it, and then it grows into what has become. When your body's done, you put it back in the earth, and it goes to do what it does. And within time, it'll disappear in the earth. They dig up some of these ancient graves, not the ones from the pyramids or that stuff, but there's nothing in there. You might just find an empty box or the cloth that they were wrapped in. Eventually, it turns to dust and just will blow away. That's what happens. It's recycle, I guess. Lance, no, I did not have the. I grew up in a family that had a very, very strict religion of growing up. But around 16, I started to ask a lot of the questions that they didn't want me to ask. And I needed to find myself and find out what it is. What I'm doing right now would not go well over in the house that I was raised in, simply because I'm saying, no, I don't really believe that God and this and that. And I asked all the questions that I needed to ask. And everybody would tell me, well, quit questioning it. Don't ask. Just do it. Don't think about it. Don't question it. Just do it. And that was not good enough for me, because I don't know that I was sent here. According to some of the scriptures, you're sent here to be obedient or to be a servant or to be anything. I don't believe that for a minute. We were here to experience life on our own, and that was a choice that I knew at some point I had made to come here. So the religious background that I have will not agree with most of what I talk about here, but is to find myself, and I knew there was more to me than I was being fed. Even at age 7, I knew there was more. At that time, I started paying more attention to what I was hearing internally, and here I am. Frank, I will do a show on chakra quickly. They run through your body. There's six of them from the midsection all the way up, and they do different functions in the body. But yeah, I will do a show on that. They serve different purposes for mood and love and all these other things and health, and they're all over the body. It's more of I don't know if it's a Hindu thing, but they're big on that more so than, say, the Western world. But yeah, I will take some time. I will look into it. And maybe I will do a show on it. I'll make a list of it here, and we'll just have to explain. I'm pretty sure we've done it in the past, but maybe it's time to do another one again. So thank you for the inquiry, and we're going to go on. Okay, so today we're talking about what happened. I just went off in a little bit and talked about how we fall into this trap and the whole educational system. And somebody mentioned it to me on the show a few weeks back. It is designed to find your good job, right? And your parents or people around you telling you the best job to get, because they're doing their part in continuing this rotation. To this day, my mother's upset that I didn't choose to become a lawyer. Sorry about her life. I know personally what I know about me now. I couldn't do that job because I can't, and good for those who can. Anyway, so the parents are always thinking they know best. What a lot of the parents don't understand is that the children choose them to be parents, and you are just the bow, and the child is the arrow. And what you do is you feed them food and get them ready and buy them socks and, you know, wipe their nose and backside because you must. And then when they get to that age, you pull that bow back as far as you can and let it fly, the arrow, as hard as you can, let it fly, and where it lands should not be your concern, because it's really not about you, but you might want to see the best for them and hope they land in it. What I will tell you, and I read this in the Torah a long time ago, it says, be prepared to educate your children to the best of your abilities for today. I think about 20 years ago I read that. Be prepared. Get them ready for life, for today. You don't want to turn around. I've talked about this before. You don't want them to fall behind. Now, that is not going to sound well with me saying that we're in a trap and we're working in a trap, and we all get sick towards the end, and we continue working because, you know, some of us don't have the ability not to do it. And funny enough, the ones who choose whatever not to fall into this grind to be a part of the machine, we call them lazy, non-productive. We're harping on them because they're not doing what we're doing, and we complain that they're taking their tax dollars and we're doing all these other things, but they made a choice to live and not having to get up and run the gauntlet every single day until they're too tired and fall over. Which of the two is the best? I don't know, because I knew growing up, and the people that I know that didn't want to do much of work or whatever, or looking for an easy way out, I had an attitude towards them. But now, as I got older, I realized that they're living their way, their life. And yeah, it's not fair that somebody takes money from me to give to him because he doesn't want to do work, taxes. But it is what's happening. It is what it is. And I'm not suggesting you throw down the shovel and the fork and go sit on the balcony and enjoy the beer. That's not what I'm saying either. Okay, so what I'm saying is that take it easy. Life is first. You are number one. Take it easy and enjoy that. You are your number one. And be kind to you. You do a lot of things for many different people. Make sure you're doing something for you. We try to think that next year we're going to win this prize. Next year we're going to reach the top of the mountain. Next year we're going to get this. Next year we're going to win the lottery. Well, what about now? What about right now? Enjoy your stay. Enjoy your life. It is very, very short. Don't spend much of it hating on other people, because chances are they're your friends anyways from over there. And the ex-wife or the ex-husband or the bad children or the disobedient, the awful, whatever. Find a place where you could live and be happy, peaceful, and live with tranquility, and love who you are. The more at peace you are, the more you are at yourself, as yourself. Wake up. Wake up to that reality and understand that you have your finger on the trigger to boost yourself to that awesome lifestyle. Meditate. Learn how to meditate. It's going to take you 5 years, 3 years, a year, 6 weeks. Just make sure it's a part of your life. It's hard to do. It's hard to start, because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. It's easy to do. It's just hard to get into. It's a lifestyle change. You have to wake up and realize it's what you want. If what you want is to live your best self, to live your best life, then you have to be prepared to do whatever it takes to get there. The story I was telling you about my brothers and my family, I said that because we follow the pattern of doing all these things as we thought it was supposed to be done. And we realize that we just prepped ourselves, conditioned ourselves to work for a machine. Because 100 years from now, all the work that we've done won't serve a purpose. Won't matter. Wake up. Wake up and understand that you are the true and only living God. Thank you very much for being a part of the show, everybody. Thanks to the people who've taken the time to send us an email. I really appreciate you being there. You're doing a fantastic job. Without you, I couldn't do mine. Thank you very much for being there. Enjoy the week. Until we meet again, namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.